Invocation to the alchemical face, the goddess of ecstasy. Ecstasy, food for the divine, a mythic enactment of taking vows as a priest or priestess of ecstasy.
Both and decided to take either or out for dinner. Oh, it wasn't excitingly romantic or anything. It was just a little play with either or. Well, it's a bit of a narrow slant on things. Not a consciousness bigot or anything. It's just that both and seem to be having so much more fun than either or ever seems to have.
Oh, you know, the alchemy of inclusion. Seeing the possibilities rather than their inverse. Hearing with ears that are open in their innocence. Naturally perceiving possibilities where wounding became rigidly scabbed into either or to try to protect itself from hurt and, due to fear, stopped hearing certain things.
Both and is the union of the alchemy of fusion, all things merging, holographically recognized in their oneness.
Psst! Psst! Both and has removed all border crossing signs in their reality. Since separate borders don't exist in ecstasy.
Both and.
Leading us to the alchemy of ecstasy, where ecstasy is the living gold ore distilled from our consciousness by the divine. Ecstasy, food for the divine. Ecstasy, food for thee and thine. Ecstasy, vibrationally refined ecstasy. I am your nourishment as you are mine.
Our consciousness, the gold ore of divine essence, the alchemical transmutation of baser materials into gold sought by the alchemists. Incorruptible essence that doesn't decay or tarnish. Gold finally recognizing itself as that which grows and changes, shaping itself into a thousand things, but always remaining a substance reflective of its divine source.
Prima materia, primal substance out of which gold is extracted, going through the stages of subliming the volatile parts of residue, after the negredo, after confusion, doubt, and seeking are distilled out, rainbows of light, the peacock's tail, colors that appears, just before a substance finally transmutes into gold, rainbow, body.
Now, perhaps I understand why some holy people offer the gift of darshan, the gift of the mana of divine essence and presence, with a peacock feather. Those taking vows in the alchemy of ecstasy, entering into the iridescent opal door.
Both and leading us to the alchemy of ecstasy, where ecstasy is the living gold ore distilled from our consciousness by the divine. Ecstasy, food for the divine. Ecstasy, food for thee and thine. Ecstasy, vibrationally refined. Ecstasy. I am your nourishment, as you are mine.
Now, through what door would you enter into ecstasy?
Trust. Trust is the chameleon door of the movable feast. Gets you into the most outstanding circles, crop or otherwise. Trust. Due to the simple perception of divine order in every occurrence, and not just with the apparent promotions, devotions, and filling your love quotients, but times when you had your feet nailed to the floor with apparent betrayal. Real trust is like that, recognizing the structural matrix of intention in this reality to be ecstasy, without exception, which is a matter of perception.
Since ecstasy is a steady state phenomenon that you can choose to tune into or not, you being a tuning fork, ecstasy is there. Regardless of what you do or don't do, interpret, judge, or define, ecstasy is just there beaming out its frequency, reminder of the map into physical ecstasy, the alchemy of fusion, the alchemy of transmutation, the alchemy of ecstasy. transforming your consciousness for moments into a pure gold crumb trail leading to the divine.
Now I ask you, through what door would you enter into ecstasy?
Innocence. Entering through the dewdrop door of innocence, mirror of what is real, mirror of what is, mirror waiting outside the cave where the goddess Amaterasu huddles in the darkness. Divine child, holy innocent, Amaterasu, don't hide from the appearance in the world of forms, that from either or perception was born. This or that doesn't invite innocence due to turning up the volume on love. Remarkable how that puts you into the now. Think about a time when you felt in love. Did the present moment suddenly get more alluring, inciting, provocative? It just does that in the face of love. Innocence raises your frequency and your capacity for light as a primary source of food.
The alchemy
of ecstasy, raising your frequency, raising your light, raising your amperage, raising your sight into the frequency of alchemical fusion.
Through the door that is not a door, rather an entrance to the mystery. For those taking vows as priests and priestesses of ecstasy, entering through the rainbow mane of the unicorn door, innocence, her bejeweled halter, and divine child astride her with a flowing cape of stars, lead us into ecstasy and deliver us from seriousness. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, divine child, holy innocent.
Delivered from the womb of divine mother, entering into us now, like a mist ascending an Avalon, for the sanctity of the transmutation dimensional entryway found simply through embracing, including more in the pattern of who you think you are.
Constantly entertaining the possibility of the improbable, the dazzling, the miraculous, the numinous, being your eyes. What you see out of... You appraise... He has an eye for miracles, you say, which resonates in the frequency of ecstasy.
Both and leading us to the alchemy of ecstasy, where ecstasy is the living gold ore distilled from our consciousness by the divine. Ecstasy, food for the divine. Ecstasy, food for thee and thine. Ecstasy, vibrationally refined. Ecstasy, I am your nourishment as you are mine.
Now, through what door would you enter into ecstasy?
Through the delirious door of Dionysian revelry, of course. As Jim Morrison said, the derangement of the senses to attain the unknown. That's the door in which you can enter into ecstasy. A paean of jubilation, a nimbus of celebration, a denizen of delirious, an abandon of laughter, an embrace with a stranger, an aria of victory, to love triumphant, brought to birth through ecstasy, reaching the critical mass on earth, transforming through resonance, chanting the zikr of ecstasy, critical mass bursting into a new world, spontaneous combustion of illusion, becoming a sparkler, lighting the diaphanous rainbow bridge of domains, the rainbow serpent from within the earth, met by Kulkulkan of the sky, rainbow only made when the light of the sun delicately filters through the water of woman. From the sacred well, drawn waters of life transmuted through the alchemy of ecstasy into the wine of the celebrant priestess Bacchae. Deranging, revealing, rearranging.
Frolicking hallelujah, skipping in your own neighborhood, a jubilant 60 years old. Frolicking hallelujah, answering everyone's questions with a knowing smile of love as a meditative practice. Frolicking hallelujah, the moment holding the unknown with the verve of a rumba dancer. frolicking hallelujah, the caterpillar's mushroom growing in your awareness like a fast fungus, showing you that reality is indeed relative in all senses of the word, that both and just makes non-linear, non-causal sense. Since we're moving in a frequency phase shift, won't be like any relative reunion you've been to yet. 13th relative reunion that will be held on the Zuvuya circuit by which all things return to themselves. Fluid assemblage pointed and the appurtenanced reality of Waxlahoon, changing woman.
Hollow movement. Hollow movement. Perceptual mobility. Such a simple solution to the mystery of the Philosopher's Stone, so long sought after by we alchemists. You have revealed one of the secrets of alchemy that some will find unbelievable in its simplicity. Perceptual mobility, sacred witness to the exaltation of innocence that becomes what it perceives.
Thou art that, Isha Vajam Idam Sarvam. Thou art that thou sees. I see through the eyes of love, the eyes of beauty, through the all-seeing eyes of the peacock's tail, sacred iridescence that transmutes even poison, seeing from the eyes of innocence, seeing through the eyes of those now taking vows as priests and priestesses of ecstasy, entering through the chatoyant door of both and leading us to the alchemy of ecstasy, where ecstasy is the living gold ore distilled from our consciousness by the divine. Ecstasy, food for thee. Ecstasy, food for thee and thine. Ecstasy, vibrationally refined. Ecstasy, I am your nourishment as you are mine.
Now then, through what door would you enter into ecstasy?
Deliquescence. Becoming fluid. Melting. Dissolving distortions. Delusions. Until only that which cannot be dissolved remains.
Adamantine essence. Diamond sutra emanation of transfiguration. Dissolved in welcome to deliquest essence.
Dissolved in ecstasy.
Deliquest in transported union.
Dissolved in truth.
Deliquest in a crystalline recursion to source.
Dissolved in waters from the lake of joy's tear.
Deliquest in a laughter unbidden.
Dissolved in compassion's edge.
Deliquest as water in sunlight.
Dissolved as the fiction of ego.
Deliquest as the smile of a kind stranger on a subway platform.
That opens the door to the ecstasy of anywhere, having taken the vows of ordination as a sacred vessel of the divine fire of ecstasy, wearing the rainbow robe of now, both and transforming the frequency of the emanation of your truth as light.
The mystery of the embodiment of ecstasy on this plane, like an orchid. Aerial roots sustained on the invisible element, ether. Able to mysteriously thrive without soil, on air, water, and light. Orchid, refinement of essence, cherished. Cherished in its improbability like pink dolphins. And you, precious, precious in your improbability.
Thou art that. Isha Vajam Idam Sarvam. Thou art that that thou sees, adored and cherished as divine essence. Looking down the labellum of the orchid, tears of ecstasy spilling on her waxy, iridescent petals and quickly rolling into the infinite well of possibilities that grow out of gratitude for the life chosen. Dwelling in ecstasy, supported, sustained, apparently on nothing, like the orchid. In the magical medium of Vita Nostra, we trust, we live. Vita Nostra, innocence and trust, the geometrical template of the galactic archetypes inhabiting timelessness, but in a reality in you.
But will you open that golden door and enter it? To be bathed in lustral waters of light from the sacred lustrum of the One, attended by the priests and priestesses of the rainbow?
The delirious ecstatics!
The incumbent quickeners!
The joyful gigglers!
The rollicking revelers!
The smiling titterers! The
grinning sublimers!
The irreverent rejoicers and the chuckling beatifics! Permanent ordination into the joy of what is.
That is ecstasy. Without purpose, a past or a passport, entering the evolutionary threshold, the quantum leap into what is ecstatically real. Now. Now. Are you ready to take your vow as a priest or a priestess of ecstasy?
Infusing the star constellations in the gown of the goddess with your light? Setting the elegant table for the love feast of agape tonight. Love without calculation of return. Nameless essence wearing each face in turn.
Imagine now the triumph of the agape of global consciousness. Sharing the bread of presence in the great heart mandala. Awakening in the ecstatic shudder of the vibrational transmutation of matter. Deliquesced into the frequency of divine love, like orchids taking nutrients directly from the air effortlessly in grace, nourished in the knowing that
it is accomplished. It is done. Celebrate victory. Celebrate the triumph of the One.
Act as if you were love itself. Smiling is an act of grace upon the person next to you. Offering yourself without guile or fulfillment of need, simply because love is.
Thou art that thou sees. Isha Vajam Idam Sarvam, both and, leading us to the alchemy of ecstasy, where ecstasy is the living gold ore, distilled from our consciousness by the divine. Ecstasy, food for the divine. Ecstasy, food for thee and thine. Ecstasy, vibrationally refined. Ecstasy, which you are. Thou art that. Priests and priestesses of ecstasy, offering the sacrament of interpenetrating presence, saying, I am your nourishment. As you are mine, we are the feast.
Are you ready to walk through the rainbow door into now?
Are you ready to celebrate victory?
Are you ready for love triumphant?
Are you ready to take your vows in ecstasy?
Then in delirious joy, eat of the sacrament of the goddess without ego interfaces, only embraces, saying, I am your nourishment, as you are mine. We are the feast!
Ah!